Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Board of Education has a full schedule of meetings this afternoon, including the final public hearing connected to the proposed 1 mil property tax increase. The first called meeting starts at 4 o'clock at the Board of Education office on Tradition Lane and includes discussion of the five-year history and tax digest along with public input. The second called meeting is at 4:30 when the board is scheduled to consider approval of the five-year history and tax digest. Following those meetings, the school board will hold their regular scheduled meeting at 5 o'clock. That agenda includes a Georgia milestone update and capital project update from the superintendent. The board will also consider monthly financial reports, land survey services, the fiscal year 2027 board governance training plan, adult and state college agreement, a CTE Perkins grant, and a fuel bid. The meeting's once again 4 o'clock today, followed by the tax digest meeting at 4:30 and the regular school board meeting at 5, all at the Board of Education office on Tradition Lane in Trenton. A man arrested earlier this year following the reported kidnapping of a 7-month-old baby in DeKalb County has been indicted. Court records show a DeKalb County grand jury has indicted Selvin Reyes Lopez. The investigation began after the baby's parents reported their child had been taken about 10 p.m. that evening by a man they'd been traveling with. Investigators determined Reyes Lopez was traveling west toward Jackson County. A nationwide Amber Alert was issued. Madison police later located Reyes Lopez there, where DeKalb County investigators and Henniger police responded and took him into custody. Reyes was initially charged with second-degree kidnapping and later charged with 2 counts of human smuggling. The Department of Homeland Security has assisted in the case since the DeKalb County Sheriff's Department said at the time of Reyes Lopez's arrest, he was identified as a Guatemalan national unlawfully present in the United States. Tennessee's unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level in 2 years, according to new data from the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dropped to 3.4% in July. That's down 0.1 percentage point from June and from the same time last year. Tennessee also continues to outperform the national unemployment rate, which was 4.1% in July. Neighboring Georgia reporting similar strength in its labor market. Georgia's unemployment rate declining to 3.3% in July. That's 0.8 percentage point. Below the national average. Together, the latest numbers show that both Georgia and Tennessee are maintaining unemployment rates well below the national average. Tennessee American Water Company has completed a major step in the construction of a new 750,000-gallon water storage tank in Lookout Valley. The company, along with contractor Landmark Structures, recently finished the tank hoist, raising the new storage tank into position. Once in place, the tank will hold 750,000 gallons of treated water and double the water storage capacity serving the Lookout Valley area. The project is a part of Tennessee American Water's ongoing infrastructure improvement program. They say the company expects to invest more than $45 million in capital improvements through the course of this year, including projects designed to improve the reliability and capacity of its water system. In sports, the Braves wrapped up a 3-game road trip with Milwaukee over the weekend. They're off today. It's travel day back to Atlanta, getting set to take on the L.A. Dodgers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All 3 games will be a 6 o'clock airtime for the Ford Leadoff Show, 7:15 first pitch each evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. And Ryan Blaney won the NASCAR Cup Series Dollar Tree 301 in New Hampshire yesterday afternoon, a race you heard live right here on Classic Hits KWIN. Get the latest 24/7 at our website, discoverdade.com, here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.